Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Degens assemble! Welcome to Fantasy Football Heroes and Villains. I am your host, Justin Bruni. Joining me, as always, is Andrew TD King. Rob, how we doing, sir? Good evening.
Great, man. Yeah, good evening. It's a little sad when one of the contests gets filled up, right? The big board filled up last night, and it's a little sad. I'm just sitting here waiting for them to bring out maybe a super flex, you know, something unique. But until then, I guess the little board will serve its purpose.
Yeah, indeed. Rest in peace, the big board. That was really sad. We did have a special show planned this evening, and we're going to put that on the back burners for now. So look out for some updates in the coming weeks. Hopefully, after Underdog drops the Superflex format or Best Ball Mania. Hopefully, one will come soon, and we'll pivot. You know, we'll get it right for sure. Tonight we're drafting from the little board. Little board, only two entries allowed. What's that? I mean, we get to dabble, but like, you know, not much.
Yeah, maybe you do one safer-ish team and one just fucking outlandish team.
I think both are going to be outlandish for me. I think that's where I'm going to be at here. We are going to peek our heads into the room here in just a moment, but we're going to pay a few bills, and then we're going to dive into the draft, see where we're at, where we're lining up, and get our draft slots and get going here. The Fantasy Football Heroes and Villains podcast and the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. From boosted same-game parlays to live in-game odds, WynnBET has what you need to win. Bet $100 and get $100 at WynnBET.com or download the WynnBET app and start winning today. State restrictions apply. And we're also brought to you by the Sports Gambling Podcast Final Four Watch Party. This Saturday, sweat out your bets and win prizes with Ryan, Sean, and Colby over on youtube.com/sportsgamblingpodcast. And plus, be sure to check out our listener survey for a chance to win $100 SGPN gift card. Just go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/survey. All right. Let's peek our heads here into the draft, see where we're at. Hopefully I don't lose $3. If I do, certainly worse than losing 10. You go ahead and jump in. We have 7 people to fill. I think we'll be good. Okay, I think that's a good amount, hopefully,
yep,
for our listeners that are trying to join in as well.
6 more to start. 5 more to start.
5 more to start. Looks like we had a couple join in. I'm going to bet that was Ramrod.
I imagine so. He did text me asking if we were still going to go live. So, yeah, hopefully he's in here. You want to bring up the
I'm board? Assuming he got the memo on the big board being filled.
Yeah. Yep. You want to bring up the other page?
Probably a good idea. Tonight, I'm going to keep the page up, and then I'm going to try to draft from my phone.
for anybody who has yet to listen and or watch to our podcast last night with Michael Florio, definitely make sure. That was very interesting. It was awesome having him on. I liked his insight, and you know, I did go on last night. Then he started his own podcast for Roto Ballers called Florio's Football Show. Dove into that last night, and very informative. So again, we appreciate him coming on, and everyone make sure you check out our episode as well as his episode. His podcast is currently on Spotify.
Yeah, it's a great episode. You can download it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Really appreciate that.
He said that right now, I guess Apple's having isn't letting him put it on. And I did verify that it's not currently on there, but you can find it on Spotify currently, but he's fighting with Apple Podcasts to get it in there.
That's tough. That's tough.
Still five more to start for anybody who's in here and wants to join us.
Yeah, a little bit of a slower start here, you know, with the little board, a little less peaked interest with the $3 entry. Still $10,000 first prize, nothing to kick away, but definitely a little bit less than the big board. What were we looking at, 200K there?
For the big board?
Yeah.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, 200K to first place here is definitely all down to 10K, but tell you what, I'll still take 10K.
Oh, I'd say so.
Nice.
Where are we at here? Three people left. Just about there. Just about there.
Team Ramrod, aka Gindy, is doing God's work for us. He just recruited somebody else to pop in, so they just joined us as well.
Attaboy. Attaboy. Well done. Get you a shirt.
Oh yeah, there we go.
Keep recruiting.
Yeah. Actually, got him one of the helmets I have behind me as well. I'm just keeping it for now so that I can take it and get it signed by Kramer and Sean out at the Fantasy Football Expo, which I also will be getting mine signed by them.
Nice.
Yeah.
Buying this stuff isn't enough, huh? You got to get it commemorative.
Oh, of course, man. Yeah.
Why not? Yeah. Okay. All right. I feel you.
I'm also going to be on them for next March Madness to have a poster of the Ten Commandments, or I should say just the March Madness betting commandments, and have them pull up something like that. That'd be something cool for the man cave.
That's awesome. I'll sign your forehead too. Don't worry.
Hey, thanks, man. Yeah. Gotcha. I'll bring out my SGP hat here I'm wearing, and have you sign the brim for me.
There you go. Maybe wear something. Where are we at here? Three people left.
Yep. Three more.
Do you dare draft? Jump in with us. Let's go.
You can, so anybody
you can
that
steal all of our picks in the chat.
Yeah. So obviously yesterday, you know, we talked to Florio about players that we, you know, must draft. Anybody that you currently feel like you really want no exposure to, like anybody that you're just like completely off?
I think everyone that I'm going to be off of, I'm going to draft in this draft tonight. I think that's what I'm going to do. I mean, there's no one that I'm in particularly off on, really, because again, it's best ball. We always want to diversify. Looking at the top quarterbacks, I haven't gotten a lot of Joe Burrow just because I feel like the stacking is really difficult. And when you are getting him, I feel like you want to try to get at least yourself some Ja'Marr Chase, some T. Higgins. That's been a more difficult one. I think that's really what it comes down to, is like just the guys that are more difficult to stack. I'm going to be less exposed to and have less shares of. Finished the big board with about 29 drafts. So one short of 30. Where were we at? You were up in the 40s, right?
No, actually, I ended one behind you. I was 28.
Damn.
Again,
damn.
Man, I'm not.
I won the race.
I don't want to go too hard in the paint because I'm trying to save some of that money I won from last year for the Best Ball Mania. That's the big one, right? That's the Royal Rumble. We want to go in there and make sure we knock it out of the park. So I'm trying to save some funds for that.
Right on. One person left. Let's go. Let's go. Jump in the chat. Do you dare draft? I challenge you to a duel.
Gindy, I see he puts in the chat, who gets stuff signed, Andrew? What's the point? He's obviously trolling me because he gets everything signed. He has a helmet collection, one helmet for every single NFL team with players he liked, or you know, players that were good for the team. You know, he obviously has a lot more other stuff. He has this man has more stuff in his house that's signed than not signed. Let's just put it that way.
Love it. I love it.
Oh, look at him. Gindy in the 101. You in the 102.
Boo.
Obviously, Dilly. Gindy's roommate and friend of the program, Dilly Dilly, in the 5 spot. I am in the 6 spot. And I think that's the only other people in here that we actually know. I've seen some of these other names in drafts, but
yeah, I've seen Joey Watson draft before. Nod dude also looks familiar, but those are guys with badges, so that makes sense. That would make sense. All right, Ramrod, let's do this. From 1-2, let's go. Where are you at, Andrew?
I am sitting at the worst spot, 1-6.
Dude, I had a 1-6 the other night. It was not fun.
It's the worst.
I went to, that was the one I told you about. I went to Hero RB with Austin Eckler.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't bad. Like, I liked my team a lot because, again, I didn't draft, like, any running backs whatsoever after that. I waited until... man, I just said I didn't want to do the Joe Burrow and Jamar Chase, so I'm going to do CMC. Probably do something similar to what I did in my last draft. That'll be like the only running back I draft for a long time, probably.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have it up on my phone yet. I do want to get this board up here. Is that that's going to look better, I think.
Yeah, so it looks like Ramrod did not waste any time taking Justin Jefferson in the one spot. You obviously took CMC, then it goes Jamar Chase, and then Travis Kelce in the four. So I'm going to have my pick of some sort of Cooper Kupp, Tyreek Hill, Diggs, AJ Brown. Not really sure where I want to lean here yet. If Dilly does not take Tyreek Hill, I might. If not, I might take AJ Brown.
Here we go.
Damn, he took Diggs. So that leaves me both. I don't really want Kupp again. I have enough of him, I think. Oh, man.
We go. Do it. You
know, yeah, I'm gonna take AJ Brown.
Make the pick.
The other night, like a week ago, I was doing a big board draft, like real late at night. Came home from the bar after watching March Madness, and had obviously a few drinks in me, and I fell asleep about halfway through, and my phone kept waking me up because like. I would get the like 10-second alert, right?
Yeah. Nice.
So I'd wake up and like, I'm like, oh God, hurry up, make a pick. And then kind of stumble back into sleep. And then, oh dude, it happened like 3 or 4 times before I finally like stayed awake the rest of the time. It was rough.
All right. So AJ Brown and Cooper Kupp skip to my Lou with a W. Patrick Mahomes 1-8. Little Rich.
Whoa.
Tyreek Hill 1-9. I like that value.
That Patrick Mahomes, that is bold. 1-8, yeah. Huh? Didn't we just talk to Florio?
He is not letting you have that stack. Oh, yeah, yeah. They're well, coming on the board for sure, the quarterbacks.
Yeah, I mean, I have Brown, so it doesn't matter to me. But yeah, it's just like we talked to Florio yesterday about, you know, that's one of his tips. And, you know, fantasy football is different than real football. You don't have to prioritize getting the QB. So that is that's a man that could listen to Florio and, you know, take that advice.
Yeah, prior to free agency, I wouldn't mind taking him at the very end of the first round or the beginning of the second, but at 1-8, that's a little bit high. At the highest, I would have taken him as like 1-10 or 11 before free agency when we obviously had, you know, less knowledge, less information, more to react from. So we went Tyreek Hill, CeeDee Lamb, Austin Eckler, Bijan Robinson. We got Alex Jolson making back-to-back picks here, and then back to J. Will Kill 420. There you go. That's a name.
Nice.
That's a name for you.
Solid. Yeah, nice. Solid username.
Solid. I'm taking all of Bruni's picks. Good idea. That means you'll have a good team.
I think we have ourselves a fantasy villain in here, huh?
Hey, by all means, that's what happens when you get butt-ended by your friends, you know? You're just gonna always lose. I'm serious. Like every time, like when I'm like someone I'm really close to is drafting next to me, they're always taking my players. Like it's just like, God damn it. I knew he knew what I wanted. You know, like when you just play with enough people for like a longer period of time, that's just bound to happen.
Yep.
Cause yeah, my buddies will know who I like, you know, personally and who I don't want, you know, the years, you know, like when Calvin Ridley was going really high or DJ Moore, I would always get sniped by those guys in like the early rounds, like one or two picks away. It's always DJ or Deontay Johnson, that is, same situation, always drive me nuts. Don't have to worry about that anymore. No one likes him anymore. Apparently he's never going to score a touchdown again according to his ADP.
Well, I'll roll the dice on him.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that'll change. I think the tide is going to turn. Just saying. We got here. Catch up on some picks. So after Bijan Robinson, Devontae Adams, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jonathan Taylor, Saquon Barkley, Derrick Henry, running backs starting to come off the board here in the early second. What are you thinking? You have one pick ahead of you here, and you've already taken A.J. Brown. Are you just going leaning into the stack? You going Hurts?
Sure am. Pull the trigger, right. Jalen Hurts. Smart Let's ride. Man.
Smart man. Garrett Wilson at 2-6, I think, has become a value now. I mean, honestly, like, I feel just as good about taking him as I feel about taking Amon-Ra and Devontae Adams. I mean, we saw what he did as a rookie with poor quarterback play. It, all indications feel like he's still getting, you know, Aaron Rodgers, like he's still going to be on the team. I have to believe that even with the cast that he's going to bring in, even if they bring in OBJ, that he's going to be in that wide receiver one territory.
Yeah, I would imagine so as well. And, you know, we heard Florio talk about, you know, where his thoughts on Garrett Wilson, you know, where he's going. And he just made the point of, like, when I looked at guys going behind him, there really wasn't too many guys that, you know, that he liked. So I see actually Garrett Wilson go at the beginning of the second, end of the first as well. So I think the guy who just took him there, you know, that's a good value.
I don't like this position here, but I'm going to go DK Metcalf as my first receiver. It was between him, Waddle, and Devontae Smith. I'm going to try to let Devontae Smith fall to you. Ramrod's probably going to take him now that I just uttered that out of my mouth. I'm sorry. There he goes. What a son of a bitch. What are you going to do? Devontae Smith, wasn't... Chris Olave, great combo. Great combo. Faux show.
Yeah, him and Dilly, both Eagles fans. So I figured that it was a long shot for me to get Smith on the way back.
Yeah, I'm going D-hop. I also knew if here. I didn't take... I know it's...
What's that?
Oh, sorry. I thought you froze there for a second. I took D-Hop. I feel like it's a little bit chalky, but starting off with going CMC and then coming back with DK and Hopkins, I feel pretty good about that.
Mm-hmm.
Just tough not knowing how to stack Hopkins right now.
Mm-hmm. Man, I don't know what I want to do here. It's a lot of running backs, but I really want to just load up on wide receivers and...
Right now, the wide receivers are tricky. Like I said, like I felt some pressure there. And honestly, like I've gotten Metcalf and Hopkins a lot more recently. It's kind of a consistent pick that I've had. I didn't want to move DJ Moore up into that spot because in my last draft, I did move up DJ Moore quite a bit. So, yeah, I was kind of stuck with those two. I felt like there. I didn't want Olave at that ADP. Got enough of him. Jalen Waddle without Tyreek Hill. I just feel like I've already done that. I don't want to do that again without him. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I took. I
like that. I didn't see the pick. I got myself into that situation where, yeah, if the Dolphins take off, one of those big board drafts is going to be just an absolute terror for whoever drafted with me. In that one where I got Tua, both receivers, Mostert, Wilson. I drafted back Braxton Berrios too. Special teams, let's ride.
Didn't he move to get?
Yeah, he's now with Miami. That's what I mean. He's now a part of that stack, man. Dude, watch you. People will laugh, but Braxton Berrios, watch him get carries in that offense. Watch him get end around reverses and sweeps, and watch him throw for a touchdown this year. Watch him return a touchdown on a punt return. Like the dude gets after it. All right, so after my Hopkins pick, we went Joe Burrow, Jalen Waddle, Nick Chubb to Dilly Dilly, Breece Hall to Andrew. Tony Pollard at 3-7. That's interesting. Debo Samuel, 3-8. Justin Fields, Ramondre Stevenson, Josh Jacobs, and we are now at 3-12. Alex Jolson back on the clock with picks.
What's your take on Josh Jacobs this year? Can he do what he did last year? Is he going to fall down a little bit? I mean,
I suspect they're going to draft a running back because he's in the last year of his contract and he was already tagged. So I'm assuming they're going to play the market, bring somebody in. You could even see another veteran go there. I know we were talking about Kareem Hunt yesterday with Florio. I had mentioned the Bills. I could see him fitting in with them as well, with the Raiders, just because I feel like he does, like you had mentioned, like he's very similar to like what James Cook can do, but he brings like a veteran presence. And I think he would bring that same exact role to the Raiders. I think that he'll be used a lot in the offense. It's just that I don't know how you're going to feel about him in the back end of the year when they're starting to maybe feature another running back that they target.
Yeah, he's somebody I'm undecided how I feel about him, you know, right now. But I feel like he's, I think mean, would, end of the third round, it's a okay price tag to pay. I think I'd prefer him to go towards the end of the fourth, actually, but not sure he's going to get there. Depends on if they add somebody.
Right now, I like other running backs at later ADPs. You know, Joe mm-hmm. Mixon is coming off the board at running back 23. You know what I mean? Like, even he's either with the Bengals or he's with another good team. Joe Mixon's not going to the Texans to make a bunch of money. Like, he's going to go somewhere to try and win. So mm-hmm. he's going to be on a good team. Like, that's a really good late round value. Dalvin Cook is going really late. You know, all the guys that we had mentioned yesterday, James Cook, Khalil Herbert, Rashad Penny, the Saints running backs, Alvin Kamara is going at running back 34. Jamal Williams is right behind him at running back 35. Like, that's ridiculous value. And you can stack those guys. You know what I mean? Like, you can just, if you're in a situation like Jolson here, you just take him at the back end of the, you know, one of your double ups. You're good to go. No problem. It's going to be coming back to you here soon.
Yeah, I'm up now. You know, I have really not taken any Jerry Jeudy, but I did listen to our boy Emerson, and he was talking about Jerry Jeudy having the top 15 wide receiver upside here, mm-hmm. could creep into the top 10. So I'll ride with him, take some Jerry Jeudy.
Sure. Who do you think is more likely to become the new slant boy? Is it going to be Sutton or Jeudy? Because I think Jeudy could be that role, like that just really heavy target, low A dot guy that we've seen, you know, Sean Payton flourish with before, like a Mike Thomas. I mean, he's not the same type of build. Mike Thomas went healthy. I mean, that dude's an athletic freak. Can't keep his bones healthy now, drinking enough milk, apparently. But I think Jeudy could most likely be that guy. Do you think the same, or do you think it might be Sutton?
So last year I was all over Sutton. I thought he was going to be, you know, what Cooper Kupp was, right? You know, new quarterback in the system, kind of, you know, took off, and it just unfortunately just didn't happen like that, you know, even when Jerry Jeudy was injured. So Jerry Jeudy just has so much more upside, you know, now that I've seen what the dynamic could be. I still like Courtland Sutton. I do expect him to potentially add somebody. KJ Hamler hurt again. So Tim Patrick maybe swings himself back into relevancy here as well. But I do really think that they're probably going to add somebody. And I'm not sure that I really buy into them saying that they are not going to trade Jeudy or Sutton. I think that one of those guys could be traded, you know, before the season starts. So, I think Judy's the better pick. But I do think Sutton, at where he's currently going, in, you know, with his ADP, is also a fine pick. Because, again, Courtland Sutton a few years back was awesome. And I still think he has the mm-hmm. ability.
No, I agree. Definitely with Sean Payton at the helm, I feel like there can be a turnaround here. But I'm in the side of belief that Jeudy is going to dominate the target share there. Ramrod, you went Najee Harris, Jameson Williams. Those are they not on brand for me? Nah, dude, he sniped me. TJ Hockenson, that was a snipe. And stacking Metcalf with Tyler Lockett. Now, if you want to take Geno Smith from me, by all means, you go ahead. You want to do that, Ramrod? You know, that's on you. But I got both those receivers, so I don't know what you're trying to get yourself into. All right, I'm going to hit a quick word from the sponsors, and we'll catch up with the picks right after that. WynnBET is the official online sportsbook of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. WynnBET is now active in Massachusetts and a ton of other states. Be on the lookout for the WynnBET Win Hour each Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. During the WynnBET Win Hour, marquee games of the week will have better odds on WynnBET, giving you a larger payout opportunity. And, of course, March Madness is here. There are so many ways to bet on the big dance, so sign up today to receive a special offer. Bet $100, get $100. It's limited to state availability. And, of course, for our DGens only, if you hit the biggest long shot parlay of the week, you get a $1,000 free credit. There's so much to choose from, and all you have to do is head over to winbet.com or download the WynnBET app. Offer subject to change. Terms and conditions at winbet.com. Must be 21 or older and present in the state where playthrough WynnBET is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, please call 1-800-522-4700.
Look to hang out with Sean and Ryan at Stadium Swim and watch the biggest golf tournament in the world. You can win a 3-night stay at Circus Las Vegas to hang out with the guys and watch the Masters. The contest is completely free to enter. Just go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/golfparty. And if you don't win the contest, you can still get a discount on a room using promo code SGP15. The Final Four watch party is going virtual. Hang out with the guys on their YouTube channel for the entire Saturday of Final Four action. live bets, prize giveaways, and much more. Subscribe to youtube.com/sportsgamblingpodcast and tune in on Saturday.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently. Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have the Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get the Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
They also will be picking the winner for the Masters, the three-night stay for the Circus Las Vegas. They'll be doing that live at the Final Four watch party as well.
Nice. Let's catch up from the fourth round. So we had the third round end with Josh Jacobs, Travis Etienne. Fourth round went Amari Cooper, Christian Kirk, Calvin Ridley, DJ Moore, Drake London, Mike Williams, Jerry Jeudy to Andrew, Keenan Allen to DK Dilly Dilly, Jackson Smith and Jigba 4-9, Hockenson sniped 4-10. I went Terry McLaurin at 4-11. Ramrod, Najee Harris 4-12, starting the sixth round with Jameson Williams. I then went Tyler Lockett, shoring up that stack with DK. Nah, dude, back around with Dalvin Cook. Christian Watson at 5-4. Chris Godwin at 5-5. Andrew takes Michael Pittman. I'm not on the clock. I'm just making sure. Sorry, going through a lot here. Mark Andrews at 5-7. George Kittle 5-8. Mike Evans at 5-9. Getting a little bit higher than Mike Evans recently from what I've seen. Trevor Lawrence at 5-10. Aaron Jones 5-11. Justin Herbert 5-12. George Pickens 6-1. 6-2 was Brandon Ayuk, and then Jahmyr Gibbs at 6-3. So catching up on quite a few picks there. Trey Burks right after him. Don't want to miss anybody. What are your thoughts on the Michael Pittman pick?
So haven't taken a lot of them. That was one thought. And there was a couple wide receivers I really liked that went right around and before me. So I'll take the shot on Michael Pittman. It's not a guy I love, but I don't mind taking him. I'm not going to shy away from him. He fits the profile of a guy that can take a next step. It's really going to all depend on who's throwing him the ball. So I'll take it because unfortunately there was just other guys I really liked that went right before me. I am very interested to see if this guy takes Kyle Pitts because that's going to put me in a dilemma here. This guy already has a tight end, so I don't think he's going to. But I want Dallas Goedert for the stack. But man, Kyle Pitts is staring me in the face.
I like Kyle Pitts here. I feel like the pick for you though is Dallas Goedert.
I know, that's what I'm saying. So Kyle Pitts is there. So is Goddard.
Gotta go Goddard.
Yeah, I feel like the stack has to take over me. Just
we live by a law, Pitts. Andrew. We live by a law.
Yeah, Dilly's after me. Maybe he'll take Pitts. I'll grab Goddard here for the stack.
Smart man. I'm going to get him if he falls to me.
Yeah,
Kyle Pitts. Insider trading. What are you going to do?
It's a good insider trading. It's a good pick.
You can't get around it.
Yeah, great pick.
Yeah, still not touching an RB here.
Yeah, this is, and again, I know we talked about this before, but for anybody who's doing these best ball drafts, you have to like look right here at this, like this point in the draft or end of round six. Look at all these running backs that we have that are going to go just off the board going in the next like two rounds. So many running backs that are good as opposed to the wide receivers. Like this is why you should definitely try to go wide receiver heavy up top if you can. Certain spots don't really let you, like the sixth spot. Unfortunately, a lot of those go and you're kind of left just sitting there looking at the running backs. But yeah, I mean, this is case in point right here. I mean, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There's like 8 guys in the next two rounds that'll probably be off the board that are like really good picks here.
Let's keep it simple. Right now, the running back 19 is available. Okay. The highest available receiver is wide receiver 34. Just keeping it simple. Just like that's as easy as you can read the room. You need to be prioritizing receivers here still. I just went ahead and took Jahan Dotson. That shores up a second stack. I have the Seahawks top receivers. Now I have the Commanders top two receivers. And that also opens me up for opportunity for late round stacking exposure.
Is it Jahan or is it Jahan? I think it's Jahan.
I don't know. I was saying Boutte forever, and Emerson is telling me that that's not it. I don't know whatever the right word is. I got it like from a freaking NFL source. He's like, nah, it's not it, man. Sorry.
Yeah, I think it's Jahan Dotson.
Why isn't this going here? I'm going to take Kadarius Toney. Or no, I'm not. Who did it take for me? It auto picked
Marquise Brown.
Whatever. It's a receiver. They didn't take a running back. Yeah, baby.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, look at you with your six wide receivers.
It's because my screen was so zoomed in that I couldn't scroll down. It was just so fucking big.
That's what she said.
From the mountaintop.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I'll take
Marquise here. Brown. I could probably stack him with Kyler late round too. They're buddies.
Mm-hmm.
Kyler will be healthy at some point.
I'll take Florio's boy, Kadarius Toney.
I was thinking about that to segue into that conversation, but didn't happen. Auto pick. I thought he had a good argument for Kadarius Toney. It's not anything that I haven't heard before. I mean, I've taken Toney in Dynasty, and pretty much everything that he brought home on that take was everything that I hope will happen. So let's go.
Yeah, you know, and I always try to look at it from the ADP value standpoint. I prefer Sky Moore going in, I believe, round 11 as opposed to Toney in round 7, just due to the fact of cost, right? But I obviously think Tony's the better talent of the two, probably get used more if he can stay on the field. You know, that's kind of the whole thing. So I might try to grab Sky Moore when it gets closer to that. But I don't know. I just prefer the cost of Moore over Toney.
Agreed. I want that zoomed in so people can see. Why won't it let me go left and right? There we go. Now I can follow it. Or at least try to. Just keep an eye on the comments, Andrew. Man the ship, will you?
I got you.
Not as active this evening. That's all right. I see a lot of you in the chat, though. I appreciate you being here. Be sure to smash the like button if you haven't already. And if you're listening on Spotify, please be sure to download the episode and leave us a positive review. If there's any content that we are not bringing you, because we bring everything that we can think of, let us know. We're willing to hear you out, see what we can set up for you. If there's some content that's not on the network, we are willing and listening.
Yes. Yes. Also, everyone go visit the merch store. Some new merch dropping. Got the I Own the 101. That's a Dave and Brad thought child right there. So definitely go check that out. And I did just see that the Mothership, the regular sports gambling podcast with Sean and Kramer, they brought out the old school SGP logo and have, I believe, the over-under totals, team totals, like win totals for the year that they started back in 2011. Oh, nice. So it was interesting to see that on the shirt. So everyone go over to sports gambling podcast /store and make sure to check that out.
I like it.
I got to get me a new haul of merch. It's been a few months since I really ordered anything, so I'll probably have to go in there and buy myself four or five pieces of new apparel.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to order my ask me about my third leg shorts. I'm rocking those for the flag football game. I'm gonna get them super short.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, like that, like 3.5-inch inseam. You're flirting with danger.
Intimidation. Intimidation. No, I'm just kidding. They're going to get one look at my chicken legs and be like, damn, this guy's easy.
Sky's out, thighs out.
Yep. Yeah, I'm going to get that. And then, you know, I got a kid on the way, so I'm going to probably get the newborn stuff.
Yes,
you know,
definitely.
My dad will beat your dad in fantasy, all that good stuff.
Yep. Yeah, that's a fan favorite of mine. My son wears that around.
I was looking for some of the hoodies, and I can't make up my mind. There's a new one that I sent you to ask you if you had it yet, and I think that might be the one that I get.
Which one did you send me?
I don't know.
Oh, that's right.
It was like a new design that we have.
Yep. Yeah, I remember now. Yeah, I don't have that one. Yeah. That one is nice, though. I do like that a lot.
Yeah, just some new design that we have. They look good. Mm-hmm. We always have a lot of good stuff coming out of there. Pretty consistently, actually. Up into picks.
Just taking a gander at some of the teams in here. I checked out Dilly's team. Dilly has a nice stack of Buffalo. He has Josh Allen, James Cook, Steph Diggs, and Gabe Davis.
Nice. I like it. Where are we at?
Ramrod currently three running backs, four wide receivers. He went Najee Harris, DeAndre Swift, Miles Sanders, Justin Jefferson, Devontae Smith, Chris Olave, and Jameson Williams. Not bad as well.
Trying to sneak in a running back there. I see you. I see you, Ramrod.
Oh, I don't know. Jake Paquin just put some. Somewhat, Jake.
Stuff. We have some merch.
We have loads of merch now. There's lots of stuff in there.
Loads of it. I don't have the 101 this year. Like, I had so many. I had like four 101s last year. Like, that's a lot of 101s. Now I have none.
I don't have
it. Weird buying the 101 shirt.
The one dynasty league I'm in, the draft is not set. So I think the draft order is. Oh, yeah, it is, because I'm 102 and 104.
Yeah,
Jake, can we get a first round draft pick, like baby onesie in there? It says like first round draft pick on it or something like that. Can we get something like that?
Baby 101.
Mm-hmm.
Having my first kid, Jake. I mean, come on. Help the brother out. I can't decide. The man in the mirror. Because I took Jacoby Myers and Juju back to back. So, man in the mirror.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You want to catch us up on some picks?
Yeah. Where did we leave off? Do you remember?
A while ago.
Okay.
Yeah. It's going to be a minute. I think it was round seven. Javonte Williams 7-3, I think.
That was so it. Starting round Marquise seven Brown was, oh, I'm up next here. Starting round seven, it was Miles Sanders, Marquise Brown, Javonte Williams, Joe Mixon, Gabe Davis, Kadarius Toney, J.K. Dobbins, Tyler Algier, David Montgomery, Dak Prescott, Evan Ingram, and then starting round eight was Kirk Cousins, Brandon Cooks, Cam Akers, Jordan Addison, Darren Waller, Cortland Sutton, James Cook, Zay Flowers, Khalil Herbert, Juju, Rashad White, Rashad Bateman, Jacoby Myers, Mike Thomas, Zach Charbonnet, Rashad Penny, and I am on the clock now. These wide receivers now have just not inspiring.
Sorry. That's my fault.
I'll take Elijah Moore.
I was thinking about Elijah Moore. I like the landing spot, to be honest, because, you know, just Donovan Peoples-Jones, I like him. He just doesn't really excite me, you know, and I think that we were, you know, kind of waiting for Elijah Moore to get an upgrade at QB. The Jets are just like, nah, you don't get to play with Aaron. You didn't make the list, Elijah. Sorry. Kick rocks, and we'll take some picks. I think it's going to be an interesting spot for him. I'm anxious to see how it works out. I don't know if I'll take a lot of them in redraft, but I like the idea of him potentially in Dynasty. I like it maybe trying to, you know, get him on the low.
Yep. So I got into this pissing match on Twitter with some guy about Elijah Moore. Do you think what position do you think Elijah Moore is going to play for them? Is he going to be in the slot? Is he going to continue his role on the outside? Where do you think he's going to slot in there?
I would hope it would be the slot. I mean, I think that's where you would get your best leverage of his skill set, is getting him out into space.
So, and that's the funny thing, right? Like, that was the argument the guy was making to me. But if you look at his stats, mm-hmm. Elijah Moore, his stats fit a downfield threat, everything about it. And I listed the stats out, and I can't exactly remember what they are, but majority mm-hmm. of his, he has a larger ADOT. Obviously, it's a new system, you know, different quarterback, everything, right? So I completely understand that fact. And I think he could be good in the slot, but I do think that they could use him as a downfield threat yet. So I'm curious to see in training camp, you know, where they're slotting him in, if they're putting him on the outside, sticking him in the slot, you know, where he's going to play. But honestly, I could think it's probably closer to a split of both the slot and the outside. I think they might try to move Amari Cooper on the inside as well. So I'm interested in that. But yeah, this guy was like dead set on they're going to use him in the slot, and that's it. And I'm like, I mean, well, if you look at his stats, he has not been a slot guy.
He's just the smallest of that group. You know, DPJ is about 6'2", Amari Cooper 6'1", he's about 5'10". I just think that's just kind of keeping it simple. When you're looking at those guys on the outside, you're looking for them to go up, make catches, draw penalties as well. It may not be the case if you have an Elijah Moore, you know, going up a bigger defensive back. And I know that that's somewhat still of a smaller position at times. So there may be corners that he could go up against. Like Kenny Moore's a good defensive back, but he's smaller in size, right? Like he's smaller in height. So while he's still really good, Elijah Moore may be able to, you know, get him on something just because they have a similar height. You know, there's no advantage, right? But because he's a smaller guy, I would just think that you would want a lower A dot. And I felt like it was, you know, a little bit of mismanagement with the Jets. I mean, I just felt like it wasn't working. You know, he was just very boom or bust. And I feel like with that type of role coming out of the middle, getting easier passes, if he has the speed to break open a higher A dot, then it, you know, that should be very fruitful. It should be a good situation.
Yeah. And again, I think both can be true. I think that he can be a good, you know, possession receiver as well as a slot receiver for them. So I think both can be true, but his stats definitely point in the direction of he's a better downfield threat than he is in the slot. But I mean, a slot's easier to adjust to, right? I mean, you're catching balls way closer to the line of scrimmage than you are, you know, when they're throwing it, you know, to you on the outside. So I think both can be true. So that is something I'm definitely interested in seeing, you know, come training camp time.
Did someone take Geno Smith? You sons of bitches. Someone did at 10-2. Do you even have another Seattle player, sir? Not a single other Seattle player. And
he took Kirk Cousins two rounds in front of that. That's funny.
What the hell is going on here? What are these kids smoking?
I took Sky Moore to do the friendship stack of him and Kadarius Toney. I'm glad nobody took him.
The guys that took him's a bum.
You got one of your best wide receivers coming up here. And when I say your, I mean your team of the Bears.
Well, that's DJ Moore now, dude. I don't even, honestly, like Darnell Mooney's in the last year of his contract. I don't know what's going to happen to him. He might be, you know, available on the market.
Do we forget how good he was 2 years ago?
I understand. Like, don't get me wrong. I like Darnell Mooney, and so does Justin Fields. Like, I think that he would do a lot to keep him there for sure. But at the same time, like, you just brought in DJ Moore. He's going to have a huge priority in the offense. You're in the thought or mindset that they're not going to pass as much, and I'm in the thought that they are going to pass more. So, like, we also have to see how that shakes out. Like, if it's not a pass-heavy offense and there's not enough targets to go around to really feed Mooney and to keep him involved, he may not get a big contract, and, you know, he may be able to get a bigger contract elsewhere. That's just keeping it simple.
Yeah, no, I completely understand that. I think Mooney is very good. I think him and DJ Moore can coincide with each other in this offense. But I honestly, you know, like you pointed out and I mentioned on an earlier podcast, was I'm just not sure how much they're going to throw the ball. They didn't throw the ball hardly, you know, at all last year. So any more attempts will be good for them. But I would really like them to at least get like about 100 more attempts if possible.
Right. No, absolutely. And when you go out and you make that move, you give up the first overall pick for a player, you're not going to keep the Lamborghini in the garage. You're going to drive that thing, right? So I feel like that is going to be their position, is to say, hey, we need to be a team that's going to still pass more. And doing so is still going to protect your run game and really, again, just make it harder for defenses to get a read on you, you know, in the middle of games.
Yep.
I took a second running back.
I just completed a second stack here of Russ Wilson and both Jerry Jeudy and Cortland Sutton. Now, again, I know I did just point out, I think one of them is traded, but now I don't have to really worry about which one it is. Or maybe they both stay there and then I have the nice triple stack there. But yeah, that's my first Russ Wilson share of this year so far. The Russ bus, right?
Except for my quarterback situation's not going to be great. So we'll see what happens here. I have just taken my second running back in Brian Robinson. So I have Eckler, Robinson. Then my receivers are DK, D-Hop, Terry McLaurin, Tyler Lockett, Jahan Dotson, Marquise Brown, Juju, Jakobi Meyers, Zay Jones.
Yep, and you just got Brian Robinson in, was this round 11 we're in? Yeah, round. Yep. So you got him in round 11, and he's a starting running back. Like, that's just, again, I pointed that out yesterday on our podcast with Florio, that he's one of my must-have guys at his current ADP, and man, it's such a steal. I would have taken him if I wasn't trying to complete the stack, or I do obviously have a lot of exposure to Brian Robinson already, so I think that's a fantastic pick for your second running back.
Yeah, I feel really good about it. I'll see about getting Gibson. I don't know if he'll be there, but it's definitely something I'll be looking for. Just because, again, when you're giving yourself this much less exposure to the running back position, you want to get up, you want to shore yourself up with as much of the guys that you do have, right? So taking Gibson, I'm just, you know, protecting myself from injuries going either direction. One gets hurt, the other guy goes up. You're just keeping the you know, everything nice and keel, hedging your bets.
Yes.
Up in 10 picks myself, moving at a little bit of a faster pace here. I'm not a big Zeke Elliott fan, but going 11-11, like that's still a really good value. He's a guy that can still get on a, I'm just saying, like, he's a guy that can get on a good team. And I still think it, with a very reduced role, he can be, you know, close to 10 or double digit touchdowns. Doesn't have to be big. And that late, That's your flex RB probably. Like that's just a guy that's just going to be adding in to the flex point and flex opportunities, you know, at pick 11.
We'll wait to see where he ends up, but I'll take you on a bet that Brian Robinson scores more touchdowns than Zeke, depending on where he goes. I mean, I'll bet no matter what,
yeah, we got to get the landing spot. Cause if he goes, if he goes to the Eagles, yeah, I'll take, stop traffic. Let's ride. Like, let's go. I'll take that all day.
Oh, that would be perfect. Him bottled up with all those other running backs. Yeah, that's a perfect betting against scenario.
You don't sign someone like that to just not use him, though. Like, he's going to get on the field. He's going to get touches.
They probably only use him when they play the Cowboys.
That would be hilarious. Oh, yeah. And then he's really going to be like, oh, yeah, sure. Let me try and stick it to the Cowboys. No, he's if that's the case, he's going to just like fumble the ball. He's like, oh, no, what happened? I don't know. I got no hands. I haven't played in four games.
What do I do with my hands, coach?
I'm all fingers, coach.
So I'm going to draft a running back here because I do only have one, and it is Breece Hall, who is currently not fully healthy. So we're going to have to grab a couple of these guys. The range here of Samaje Perine, Kenny Gainwell, Elijah Mitchell, Deontay Foreman, and Antonio Gibson is an interesting group to me because – I'm probably going to take Samaje because obviously I have all the Denver guys right now. So that's probably what I'm going to do here. But it is interesting because all those guys have a different path to have a very good year. I think out of all of them, Kenny Gainwell can have the best year if the Eagles don't add anybody. But honestly, like Samaje Perine, it doesn't seem good for Javonte Williams. I mean, I know we saw some reports before about him potentially being back for the start of training camp, but out there at the owners owners meeting and everything, some of the coaches and stuff, they were talking, and through the grapevine, some people said that they are a little bit more worried about Javonte Williams in Denver than they're letting on. So I think Samaje Perine might be a very, very, very good pick at his current ADP.
Yeah, you're a bastard. I wanted him. It's like, take a receiver. What are you doing?
Yeah, the receiving core right now, it falls into a lull here for me. I don't really love like the next like two or three guys. Then there's a couple that come up that I really like, and then it's like a wave now with the wide receivers. Mm-hmm. You kind of got to ride the wave out until you catch the right one that you're like, yeah, this is the one I want right here.
Yeah, I hear you.
I tell you what, dude, the more and more I think about Devontae Foreman with the Bears, I kind of starting to like him a little bit more than Khalil Herbert. What's your thoughts on that as a Bear aficionado?
I like him in general. If I had a fantasy team and I was looking who I want to draft first, it's probably Khalil Herbert just because of PPR upside. I think he still has a lot of speed, and I think he has a lot of usability in, again, an offense that's going to look to use a lot of misdirection. But Foreman's upside in the red zone, I think, is most beneficial because I think that's where they lacked weapons last year. Now they have a Chase Claypool, a bigger body receiver. They added Rob Tonyan, who's a little bit more experienced. Obviously, we still like Cole Kmet, but Cole Kmet doesn't catch touchdowns. Dante Foreman's going to be a huge help for that offense in the red zone for sure. they could also still sign someone or draft somebody. So don't be surprised about that.
Yeah, that's the other caveat, right? It's like, well, you got to realize that they might take one of these rookies, and then God knows what's going to happen.
I just got to imagine that Travis Homer could be fighting for his life at some point. Like, I just don't think that you bring in Travis Homer and then just be like, you know what, we're good. We got these three guys. We don't need to look at the draft, you know, because there are still some later round guys that I really like. Roschon Johnson, Deuce Vaughn. I would love to get those guys on our roster. Deuce Vaughn would be Tariq Cohen 2.0, except for he's a white guy, I think.
Yes. So dude, I did fast. Take the aforementioned Foreman as well. So
nice.
Here's the hoping that they don't add anybody.
But I just went ahead with my 10th receiver and said, fuck it.
There you go. That's 10 wide receivers by round 13. That's a lot.
Some say it couldn't be done. Some say it couldn't be done.
Dare to be different.
I've got two bell cow situations. I've got Eckler, bell cow. And then I've got Robinson and Gibson. I'm set. I'm good.
Yeah. Are you thinking about the most important position?
No.
Quarterback at all?
Not even a little bit. Tight end can wait to the last whoever. Pick. Yeah.
Well,
no, I wanted Geno. Like, I don't know why that guy was an idiot and took Geno for no fucking good reason. Like, I'm not happy with this guy. I'm serious. There's no good reason to take him. Like, I don't know what you're doing. Like, where is this guy's team? I'm going to dog it really quick here.
He's in the 11th spot, isn't he?
Yeah. J will kill 420, you stone son of a bitch. Did I say Eckler? I meant I have CMC. That guy has Eckler. I'm getting his team and my team confused. We're at the opposite ends of the draft. So he's got Eckler, Amon-Ra, good start, dickhead. Josh Jacobs, Christian Kirk, still a good start. Aaron Jones in the 4th. I don't hate the value. Man, this guy's got a good team. So I just don't get why he had to take Geno Smith from me. He has no stacking exposure with his quarterbacks whatsoever.
That's always a bold move.
It's a bowl of poop is what it is.
Yeah, hopefully nobody snipes you on some of these quarterbacks coming up.
Whatever, man. I mean, I got a lot of options, to be perfectly honest with you. Like, a lot of these guys are going to be starters. Bryce Young, Jordan Love, Matthew Stafford, Kenny Pickett, Jimmy Garoppolo, Mac Jones, Sam Howell, who I can stack with my top two, Ryan Tannehill, Desmond Ridder. These guys are all going to be starters. Like, they're all starters. Like, I'm not saying they're good. I'm not saying they're great, but they're going to play. And if I get three of them, then I'll be fine. I'll have someone starting most likely throughout the season. This is the little board. Okay. This is where we take chances. This is where winners are made.
How would you be excited or disappointed that you won a big tournament and it was the little board?
I would spend that 10K very fast. That's for sure.
Yeah.
I'd probably give it all.
You have
my
to pay
wife.
Taxes on that.
Andy Dufresne, baby, give that shit to your wife. I don't know. Sure. That's a different thing. I don't know if that tax code is still up to date from, you know, Shawshank Redemption, whenever that movie came out, early 90s. They've probably removed that type of tax advantage. Enough people have seen this film. It's like one of the best films of all time. We are getting rid of it.
Damn it. Oh my God. He almost made it back to me. Almost. Oh, Isaiah Hodgins, you were almost on my team again, buddy. Almost.
Yeah, there's like so many tight ends available still too. I haven't taken a tight end. Ramrod's like, what is he doing? Ramrod's like all balanced. He's got two quarterbacks, five running backs, five receivers, one tight end, super disciplined, very well-rounded team, I'm sure, not having any eyes on it. Just going straight to the book, straight to the book. Reading his Bible, and I love it.
Right. Yeah. No. Yeah. He's a guy who reads the Bible, right?
I mean, it's not a great book. Depending on which version, it can add a lot of excitement or not as much excitement. Speaking of excitement, Tyler Higbee. I mean, talk about decaf coffee. He's got 116 fantasy points in back-to-back seasons. The exact same total.
Consistent.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Buddy, he's getting after it. I'm going to take him right now. I'm going to probably take him in Stafford. Ramrod, if you take Stafford, like, come on, bro.
Already gone, man.
Low blow. Oh, did he go? No.
Yeah, poop. Stafford went, like, early last round.
I just mentioned him when I was going through the thing. When I was scrolling through the deal. He must have got, he must have went off the board, like as I said his name or something.
Yeah, he went off there a little bit. Ramrod just texted me and said the Bible that he reads is the Bible of Dwayne Johnson and Dave Portnoy.
Dwayne Johnson.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Those are his Bibles, or those are my Bibles? I'm confused.
No, those are his. Those are his Lord and Saviors.
Gotcha, Lord and Saviors. Okay, I mean, that's a little rich, Lord and Savior, whatever. Okay.
They are both very rich, yes.
Speaking of Lord and Savior, first quarterback I'm taking here, Jimmy James Garoppolo.
Wow.
Show me those TDs.
Show me the money? Mm-hmm. After I pick show here, I think I'm going to pay our last bill, if that's okay.
Yeah, please do. I was actually going to ask you that in the last round.
Yep. Yeah, let me make this pick here.
No, you know the team name? Show me your TDs.
Aha, that's right. Yeah, I had that for a long time. Hence where the TD in my name comes from. Like, I was going to be king of TDs, like titties, but I decided to just go TD king.
Well, Jimmy, you know, he doesn't like little melons. I'm just saying. Like, the proof's out there.
He's a guy who definitely likes the working class girls.
Mm-hmm. Big brains.
Man, I'm going to go on a limb here and say that the Broncos cannot be any worse than they were last year. And Tim Patrick does seem to be back on track for his recovery. I'm going to take myself some Tim Patrick. Just load up like on the old, you know what they say. Let's ride. Broncos country.
Broncos country.
There Let's ride.
Got a part. Nice Roshan Johnson pick. I like it.
Thank you.
I like that pick a lot. I hope he goes to the Bears if the Bears don't take Bijan.
I would also be cool with that.
He is kind of like, he's kind of a similar mold of like Khalil Herbert and Donta Foreman, I believe. Like, I think Roshan would be like a good combination of what they both do.
Yeah.
Sean Tucker after Tim Patrick. Getting into the thick of it here.
Yeah. So, you know, there's some of these rookie running backs coming up, and not knowing where they're going is the hardest part, but there's a couple guys I like Tank Bigsby. Sleeper. I like him.
Definitely.
Kendre Miller. Definitely. Very good. Zach Evans could be awesome, depending on where he goes. Like, there's definitely some rookie running backs at the back of these drafts that have very good potential, but it's really all going to depend on where they land. You know, they could just get waterlogged in some of these backfields that already have three or four guys, and they're just there to, you know, potentially work their way up. And so it's tough to know who to take here. So I've just been taking a plethora of these guys throughout the drafts I've been doing. Is there any of those guys that I mentioned that you kind of lean towards?
I like Tank Bigsby for sure. Sean Tucker. I mentioned Deuce Vaughn. I've taken him now in the last round a few times. So he's way, way back there.
Mm-hmm.
I might do that again in this one. Just because I feel like so many teams could draft him in the fourth or fifth round. Like, he could go to anybody. And man, his skill set is just off the charts. Bijan Robinson said he's like the next best running back in the class after him.
Interesting.
That's what Bijan says. He's the next best running back.
Christian McCaffrey.
Or maybe that was Breece Hall. Maybe that was Breece Hall that said that. Good sign for your team. Maybe you should take him. I can't. Yeah, actually, it may have been Breece
Hall. I don't want to ruin my Brian Carter. Robinson wow. Bowyer.
What's that?
I said, I don't want to ruin my Brian Robinson exposure and value by having the team draft somebody like that.
Oh, yeah, that would not be great.
Yeah.
Michael Carter feels a little early, round 16. I like 17 or 18. That's a little early, especially for running backs. Like, Michael Carter over Leonard Fournette, dog. Are you going to take Lenny from me? You want him? You can have him. I got a lot of them, but I kind of
I don't, and I think, did he go?
I'm looking at him. He's available.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Right, I'm sorry. I was pulled down a little bit. Yeah.
But, bro, like, come on now. Michael Carter ahead of him? Come on now. That's some.
You
that's
like Michael ridiculous. Carter.
I like Michael Carter, but over Lenny, like, come on now. Like, Lenny's caught over, like, 70 passes each of the last two seasons. Come on. Like, it's RB2 this season. Mm-hmm. Come on. Like, he's gonna land somewhere. Not everybody is just like trying to like just jump right onto a team. Like, a lot of these dudes, you know, they're not like anxious, you know, to get to training camp and to OTAs. Like, they may just wait a while. Like, yeah, I'm just going to relax. I'm going to have an off season. Going to go to Guam. Going to go visit Cliff Kingsbury in Taiwan or wherever the hell he's at. Thailand. Oh.
one-way ticket.
Dude, did you ever watch the what is it, the Gemstones? What's that show called on HBO?
Oh yeah, The Righteous Gemstones.
Dude, so good. Hilarious. So good. Such a great show. What one of the, like, you know, villains, quote unquote, of the show is all about, like, you know, running off to Thailand with a bunch of money, and all of his Thailand references are just absolutely hilarious when he's talking about running away and living off of, like, it's pretty much like bank robbery cash living in Thailand. It's a great little narrative they put together. It's pretty funny. Mm-hmm. John Mechie, a very on brand for the TD King.
That's right. I believe
you can fly. Someone's going to snipe Fournette here. I'm thinking it's going to be Nah, dude. He hasn't taken a running back in a spell. Khalil Herbert in round 8 was his last one. I'm feeling he is going to take Fournette here because he's a Nah, dude, little bitch. Mac Jones, snipes.
Who?
Mac Jones.
Unfortunately, I had no correlation to Mike Jones.
I had a boss whose name was Lee Jones. Shout out Lee Jones if you're watching the show. We would always run that back. Who? Lee Jones. Who? Robert Woods. Nah, dude, you stink, bro. Robert Woods, get that noise out of here, mm-hmm. bro. Robert Woods, come on now, son. What do you think is going to happen? What do you think is going to happen? That's a lesson to learn right there, son. Robert Woods. Sad. Oh, you got Nico Collins too. But you didn't get Bryce Young. Man, these streets, these young men, they needed molded minds, sir. They need molded minds. The lack of accountability in these fantasy streets is just appalling. You know what I'm doing right here? Boom. Rockets launched.
Oh, there we go. Somehow. Great pick. Great pick.
It's necessary, Andrew. It's not great. It's necessary. I have not great quarterbacks, Jimmy Garoppolo and Sam Howell. Jimmy, luckily, is stacked with Jacoby Myers. So that's nice. That's lovely. And Sam Howell, of course, stacked with McLaurin and Jahan Dotson. But, man,
yep.
Again, that guy that took Geno Smith, like, man.
Yeah, what a guy.
His mother did not love him, and I feel bad
for
him.
Wait, did somebody take Zach Evans?
Not recently. The last two picks were Terrace Marshall and Cedric Tillman, then Tank Bigsby to DK Dilly Dilly.
I don't see him anymore. Interesting.
Let's see. Zach Evans is available. Nope, he went to Team Ramrod.
Oh, what a bastard.
What a B. How many running backs do I have? Leonard Fournette, number 5.
I'll take another rookie running back.
I'll just take some more receivers. I've already got 10. That's awesome. Quarterbacks are so bad, though. Looking at late round tight ends. Hayden Hurst kind of excites me with Carolina. We talked about Dalton Schultz yesterday with Florio about how he could be a nice crutch for a rookie QB. I think Hayden Hurst kind of fits that same role. And as far as like pass catchers go, like I know he's not great, but in comparison to what they've been dealing with the past like 4 years, it's really good. Like in comparison, at least. I mean, that doesn't say much about the Carolina Panthers, but I'll try to get him here. We'll see what happens. I might take some Jelani Woods as well. I'm probably going to round out my last picks here with just tight ends and QBs. I have, I need one more running back. I get 5. I won't go 4. I thought I had 5, though. 1, 2, 3. Nope, just 4. Probably should get a 5th.
It does tell you at the top when you're in your team, it tells you how many of each position you have drafted.
Yeah, I know. Just learned that the hard way. I was counting, and then I went 5, and then I saw the 4 and went, well, I can't count.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm just going to stick with 2 QBs, Hurts and Wilson. Don't feel like I really need a 3rd. Put that into my running back market since I have really waited on running back. So I think I'm going to draft another tight end. another running back, and then I will decide what to do with my remaining pick.
Yeah, I'm going to go probably RB, QB, tight end. I'm thinking maybe Tannehill, Desmond Ridder, maybe Sam Darnold.
Yeah, none of those are inspiring. I would say if you were going to ask me who to take, I would say Ridder, Levis, or Mayfield. Those are probably the guys I would target from what's left. Not that any of those are, again, all inspiring, but.
You know what I could do? As I could not take a running back. This is what I'm thinking I'm going to do. I'm not going to take a running back. I'm going to roll with my four. It's going to be awful. I'm going to go with Desmond Ridder, as long as he comes back to me. Then I'm going to go tight end. Then my last pick, I'm going Taylor Heinicke.
Oh, bold.
I know. It's not a great strategy, Cotton, going for QB. But I'm pretty shady at QB, man. This is not a good situation. And if I go all in on Desmond Ridder and he doesn't pan out, at least I have hero ball and Taylor Heinicke. Let's smash some beers and let's go in there and let's throw some touchdowns. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I don't blame you, except for I never go four QBs. I'd rather just have a shit three QB stable and not take the fourth QB. I can't believe in it. Can't do it. Not optimal.
You're going to have to talk me into a running back. I mean, I like some of these guys. They'll have some roles, but I've drafted them too. I've drafted a lot of Chuba Hubbard. I've drafted some Jerick McKinnon. I've drafted Israel Abakanda, Dearness Johnson. No Rojo shares, but I'm not trying to get in on that right now. Like, I think they're going to add another guy. I could go Deuce Vaughn again. Like, I've done that a few times, though, so I don't know.
Yep.
It's a little bored. Let's get weird.
It is. Let's see. The other running backs, the two that I've drafted that are kind of still left, like the most anyway, are Dwayne McBride and Pierre Strong. Those are the guys that I think have upside here. The other one would be Kyren Williams. I think Cam Akers sucks, personally.
Interesting. I like Cam Akers, actually.
Well, that's good. I hope we're in a
lot. I think the thing not to like about him is that he's never healthy. You like him, like when he's out there, but I think you're not drafting him because he might just be like that injury type of guy.
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't really good last year, and then all of a sudden at the end of the year, then he was like woke up.
He was hurt
and was good.
He was hurt. He came back and he just wasn't as good.
Yeah. Just not a Cam Akers guy. I remember laughing so hysterically hard at somebody in my only in-person draft that I do every year. This dude took Cam Akers in the second round before the likes of Travis Kelce, Steph Diggs, who was the other one? Aaron Jones last year too. Like, the dude was sitting beside me and I just like turned and just stared at him. He's like, what's wrong? I'm like, your pick is wrong. I'm like, Cam Akers, what are you doing? He's like, oh, Cam Akers is going to be good.
What is your problem, man?
Yeah, he finished dead last. He didn't have a win until like week 10.
Damn, that's rough.
So, yeah.
How many tight ends does Ramrod have? What's he going to do here?
He has two here.
I think if he reads his Bible, he's not taking any more, but I think he might snipe one from me.
I do like he has his tight end stable is Taysom Hill and Juwan Johnson.
He might be taking one of my guys right now. He might actually snipe me for a change. Nope, he's there. Irv Smith, top 10 tight end season inbound. Bengals?
I see it. Yeah. I see the Bengals like mocked a lot for a tight end as well. So that's, I think, possible.
I'll take it. I'll take Michael Mayer there too. Doesn't mean that Irv Smith can't get 8+ touchdowns.
That's true.
Just got to stay healthy. Who needs RBs? I don't need no RB. I'm going Taylor Heinicke, bro. I could go Jacoby Brissett. Who's more likely to play more games, Taylor Heinicke or Jacoby Brissett?
Brissett.
Big brain thoughts here.
Yeah, I would say Brissett just because I think he's better than Heinicke. And, you know, I think the Commanders will be better than the Falcons. And down the stretch, if Sam Howell's struggling, whatever the case may be, I think that they do pull him. But I don't think they should, but I think they would, is how I'll put that.
Yeah, he doesn't excite me at all. I'm going Taylor Heinicke.
You know what? I'll take big Delonnie Woods.
I like that. I like that. I'd rather take a daytime cough medicine, like right when I wake up, than take Jacoby Brissett over Taylor Heinicke, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
That just would not excite me whatsoever. Taylor Heinicke, he's got some excitement to him. And I think with Arthur Smith, I think he could be a factor in the offense, even as not a starting quarterback. I think they might get some usage. Some trick plays. That's what Arthur Smith likes to do. Likes to open up the playbook.
I think it was a good signing for them to take Heinicke. He has a veteran presence. Mm-hmm. He's been around now and kind of understands what situations look like in the NFL. I think he'll be able to help Ridder progress a little bit here. I think that's ultimately what they want him to do, is help progress Ridder a little bit. Not that Heinicke is a franchise star quarterback that really has the, necessary skill set to do so, but I think that they hope he can do that. And he's good at times, he's good for a 4, 5, 6 game stretch, right? But he's not the answer. So I think they really just want him to be able to help Ridder. And signing him also kind of shows Ridder that, hey man, we didn't go out and try to get Lamar Jackson. Like, we probably aren't going to draft somebody, right? Like, so I think that's a boost of confidence to Ridder as well.
It's a nice bonus. We're not drafting Will Levis. Although they could. What we got here? Jamal Agnew off the board. Wow. Wow, Jamal Agnew. That's a new one. I have not seen much Jamal Agnew drafted.
That is interesting, yeah.
Who does this guy think he is?
Jamal Agnew, I don't know. He might have a couple of games that he scores a long touchdown, right? Like, it could be a decent best ball pick. I would probably take the under 2% in redraft that he's actually drafted like that. But in best ball, I mean, it's okay. Does that guy have Trevor Lawrence?
Oh, gosh, I hope so. He does. Yeah, he does.
Okay. Well, that's a decent pick then.
It's better than that dude who fucking took Geno Smith from me. Man. Who does such a thing? No loyalty in the streets, man. Yeah, and they also just added Duris Johnson. They re-signed Jamichael Hasty. I don't know. I don't know how that's going to work out still.
Mm-hmm.
Marvin Jones left. So that helps, I suppose, but I don't think a ton. Jalen Tolbert, Marvin Jones now with Detroit, back in Detroit, I believe, right? He was in Detroit before he came back?
Correct.
Marvin Jones, yeah. He was there with Stafford, though. Corey Davis, who's a free agent. He'll be on a new team, I believe. Still says the Jets, though. Let's do a second draft. I don't know.
We got stuff to do. Plus, I don't want to blow my last draft immediately on the little board. If I would have known that,
I am going to need something to do in like 2 days.
Yeah. I do really hope that
Nelson Aguilar.
I hope Underdog releases another draft soon. It would be nice to have a super flex or a 2QB. They did both of those last year, so I'm hoping that one of those is what they bring out now, because those get really exciting. I mean, you want to talk about seeing a shit ton of quarterbacks drafted in the first three rounds?
Volatility.
Yeah. Yeah, those are fun. Those are fun.
Chase Brown.
All right. For my last pick, I'm taking a running back. Dwayne McBride's there. It's interesting.
Go with the Deuce.
Deuce Vaughn. Yeah, you know what? Let's take him. Let's take little old Deucey.
Let's go with the Deuce. I'm not taking him. I'm taking who I said I was going to take. Baker Mayfield off the board. DK. Dilly. Parker Washington. Nah Dude on the board. Probably going to take my pick because that's who Nah Dude's been this draft. Just kidding. He took Robert Woods and Terrace Marshall and Nico Collins.
Oh, you mean you didn't want them?
Maybe Nico Collins, two rounds later. Because I'm not a bum. I'm not desperate.
There he is.
Yeah, it's not pretty, guys. It's not pretty. 4-4, 10-2. It's not the build you think's going to win, but it's the one that's going to bring it home. Little board, one entry.
All right, so I'll just read through. Let's review, I'll do Ramrod and Dilly's team. You just give me a score, 1-10. Okay, so we got quarterbacks, Aaron Rodgers, Jared Goff, Will Levis. Running backs, Najee Harris, DeAndre Swift, Miles Sanders, Rashad White, Kenny Gainwell, Zach Evans. Wide receivers, Justin Jefferson, Devontae Smith, Chris Olave, Jameson Williams, Rashad Bateman, Tyquan Thornton, Mecole Hardman, and Justin Ross.
Tight ends.
Yes, wow. As in the rookie, last year for Kansas City.
I know
Chiefs.
Who he is.
Yeah. Taysom Hill, Juwan Johnson, and Brock Wright in his tight end stable. So he went with a 3-6-8-3 build. 1 out of 10. What are you giving him? He does have some stacks in here, it looks like.
I'll give you a break on the Brock Wright pick. I like the stack of the Saints tight ends. Justin Ross is doesn't have a pulse right now as far as fantasy values go. So that one's going to be tough to recover from, but I'm guessing it was your last pick. Probably the last pick of the draft, Mr. Relevant, I would imagine. Love the running backs. Like Zach Evans, quarterbacks are so-so. I like Will Levis at that value. Think he's going to start quite a few games this season. So yeah, I feel pretty good. Let's go with 6.5. You got a couple of penalties here.
6.5. Okay. Respectable, doable. Slide over here to DKM Dilly Dilly. Quarterbacks, Josh Allen, Kenny Pickett, and Baker. Running backs, Nick Chubb, James Cook, Rashad Penny, Elijah Mitchell, Tank Bigsby. Wide receivers, Steph Diggs, Keenan Allen, Chris Godwin, Gabe Davis, Alan Lazard, Romeo Dubs, Hunter Renfrow, Khalil Shakir, Russell Gage. Tight ends, Kyle Pitts, Dawson Knox, and Hayden Hurst. He went with a 3-5-9-3 build.
Pretty close to Ramrod, actually. Go with a 6.
Oh, a 6. Okay. Okay. I don't love the
running back group. I like James Cook, but the rest, I like Rashad Penny at his value. I just think that's just a tough group. Not getting multiple of those guys. Like if you get Penny, you should target Scott with like your last pick, second to last pick, or get Gainwell as well. Like having him with naked exposure with no other Eagles, I don't love. And the rest of the group, not great. Did a good job getting up, getting receivers though. Got a lot of receivers.
Yes. Yes, sir. Here, we'll just go over our teams real quick for everyone listening and watching. Just to recap, I had a 2-6-9-3 build. Quarterbacks, Jalen Hurts, Russ Wilson. Running backs, Breece Hall, Samaje Perine, Deontay Foreman, Roschon Johnson, Kendre Miller, Deuce Vaughn. Wide receivers, A.J. Brown, Jerry Jeudy, Michael Pittman, Kadarius Toney, Cortland Sutton, Elijah Moore, Sky Moore, Tim Patrick, John Mechie. Tight ends, Dallas Goedert, Dalton Kincaid, Jelani Woods. You want to read your team off there?
Yeah, I think we all pretty much have sixes tonight, to be honest with you. I didn't love your team. I don't think my team is that great. I got 4 quarterbacks. I got Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah, that's an immediate point taken away from me.
Yeah, I was going to say, I might be a 5. Like, I mean, like, guys, don't feel bad if you don't like your numbers. Like, I don't think I did a great job. I definitely didn't play it by the book. That's for sure. Got to throw that thing out sometimes. Jimmy Garoppolo, Sam Howell, Desmond Ridder stacked with Taylor Heineke, Coors Light God. Christian McCaffrey, Brian Robinson stacked with Antonio Gibson, Leonard Fournette. Not very many running backs. Also, you know, maybe less than what the book requires with just 4. DK Metcalf, DeAndre Hopkins, Terry McLaurin, Tyler Lockett, Jahan Dotson, Marquise Brown, Juju Smith-Schuster, Jacoby Myers, Zay Jones, DJ Chark. Tyler Higbee, Irv Smith. I mean, you got some pretty good receivers.
I do like your stack of the Commanders. Bold there. You have 5 Commanders, I believe. Is that correct?
Eric Bieniemy. Let's go.
That's right.
But hey, I got him. Like, I mean, as bad as my team may look, like there is still a little bit of nuance there.
Yep.
I'll take it. Yes, like sir. It's not the greatest looking squad, you know.
Hey,
not just the. What's
that?
Well, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, I was like, just to update anybody, I by accident got into a slow draft last night in the big board. I am currently in the second round still. The guy on the clock has 2 hours to go. I'm up in six picks. This is going to be complete hell.
Yeah, it's going to be awful.
I was thinking about last night. I'm going to ask you a question here. I thought about last night. What is harder in your mind, doing the slow drafts or the fast drafts? Slow drafts.
Slow.
Yeah, right. Okay, yeah. That's what I thought as well, because like you only have 30 seconds to pick. You're like trying to put your team together. Mm-hmm. This, I feel like it's easier, but it's mentally draining, because like all day long, I was like, oh, I better check to see if I'm on the clock. The same dude was on the clock the entire day. Like, he still has two hours.
It's awful.
It is complete hell. I don't know how people do this. I have a large respect for people who do slow drafts, because my ADHD does not allow me to do a slow draft. And I, by accident, got one in last night, and I'm already hating every second.
Well, live drafts are just better in general, because you're typically with, like, you know, a larger group of people. There's more camaraderie. It's more fun. People aren't all using the same rankings board. Everybody has their own rankings and things like that. And you're just kind of filling out the board. That's the most ideal situation to be in. That's the best way to draft, just period. The slow draft stuff, I get it. You know, older fantasy football folks and fans, you know, they have kids, they have lives, things are busy. You know, everything else may be moving at a much faster pace. So maybe they need, you know, their fantasy football to move a little bit slower. So I can get that. And I like the concept that you're even able to do it for those types of folks. But it also, at some point, you know, especially with like the off season, someone is going to win out on that with like an ADP steal, because some bit of information is going to come. You're going to be in the middle of a live draft and you just passed up DeAndre Hopkins and he was just moved to the Bills. And you're just like, wow, like what? And then those next two or three people, they just want in because they just bought like a day and a half worth of time to buy.
Yep.
So that's my only thing against it, really, is just like those people that will have those opportunities to steal really easy picks when something just breaks, you know, something just happens in the news. But otherwise, yeah, live draft in person, everybody getting around, getting down,
yeah,
you know. Maybe kicking back something out of the cooler, you know, maybe lighting up some cigars. You know, it's a good time.
Yeah, lighten up something.
It's a good way it's a good way to live life. All right, we're going to head out of here. Appreciate everybody that followed along with us. If you're on Spotify, please be sure to download the episode. At this point, if you're still listening, like you listened for a long time, might as well keep it downloaded and keep it refreshed there so you can refer back to us. And also be sure to leave us a positive review. Do you have something to share before we head out, boss?
No, just going to reiterate again, Underdog Fantasy. You know, we were brought to you guys by Underdog Fantasy. If you are listening and have not signed up for Underdog Fantasy, please do so using promo code SGPN. We do give you a 100% deposit bonus up to $100. So please go over there and do that. It helps the show and it helps us.
Yep, absolutely. Also be sure to follow us on Twitter at SGPN Fantasy. You can also find us on YouTube at SGPN Fantasy Football, and go to sportsgamblingpodcastnetwork.com and you'll smash the fantasy tab and find all of our good stuff. We've got IDP, we've got Dynasty, we've got Redraft, we've got Best Ball, we've got rankings for all sorts of options that I've just listed off. So come ride with us. Take care, be well, be good. If you can't be good, be good at it. We'll see you.